I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic, directed by David Bowden, welcomes Dee Wu for a concert Saturday, April 28th in Earn Auditorium. On the program, the Overture to the Marriage of Figaro, the Symphony No. 3 by Johannes Brahms, and music of Sergei Rachmaninoff, the Concerto No. 2 in C minor for piano and orchestra. We're delighted to have a chance to talk with Dee Wu, award-winning pianist. Recent recording, by the way, of music of Brahms, so she'll feel very much at home with a concert that includes Brahms Symphony No. 3. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
How's your spring going?
Oh, it's doing well. It's been busy and so forth, but overall, this is it's been a very good spring, yes.
You've really played around the area with David's various orchestras, Carmel, Terre Haute, and now Columbus again. This time, you're playing music by Sergei Rachmaninoff, a person who, among other things, is just famous for the fact that this guy had very large hands.
Yes. Believe it or not, regardless of how big Rachmaninoff's hands were, he actually was very understanding of pianists. He was very much of a pianist composer. He writes very well and comfortably for hands, unlike Schumann and Schubert sometimes. So even though there is some bigger chords and stuff, overall, I haven't had too much trouble.
One of the things that's interesting about this particular piece is that it spawned pop songs. The second movement has a lovely melody, shows up first in the flute and the clarinet. Eric Carmen had a hit single, All By Myself.
Yes.
And then in the finale.
Full moon and empty arms.
Yes.
When you come to those themes, knowing that there's a good chance that the audience actually will recognize them, are you tempted to bring those out?
No, I tend to just stay still close to what was written. And I think that's my job, to show the music in the original form. There's no way to really know exactly what the composer wanted, but my version of what the composer really wanted. So I'm pretty sure that the audience will be able to recognize melodies from the concerto. It's just very famous, being used in movies and so forth. I think it will be a great concert with, you know, some familiar melodies, and yet, you know, in its original form.
And I know that David, with both Terre Haute and Columbus, has featured music that was originally made famous by Frank Sinatra. So maybe those audiences will have a chance to hear Full Moon and Empty Arms as it was.
Yes, yes.
We've been talking with Dee Wu. She'll be the soloist with the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic Saturday night, the 28th, 7:30, Earn Auditorium. On the program, Mozart's Overture to the Marriage of Figaro, the Symphony No. 3 by Brahms, and then Sergei Rachmaninoff's Concerto No. 2 with Dee Wu as the soloist. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.